Evans Langston, and Oh Yeah.
The following is a presentation of KGYM Sports. It's time for high school basketball on 106.3 FM, the South Gym, KGYM. Let's go courtside and join Eric Peterson with the analysis and with the play-by-play. Here's KGYM's Alex Kuhn.
Tipton High School for a Class 2A final to decide who goes to the state tournament in girls action. The Regina Regals at 24-0 on the season. They take on the Bellevue Comets. Alex Kuhn alongside Eric Peterson will bring you the action here this evening, and I'll bring in Eric. Eric, we've seen this Regina team so far this season three or four times, and each time we've been impressed with the way they shoot the ball, the way they score. The last game was a little bit of a chess match. You saw this Maquoketa Valley Wildcats team come in, the 14th ranking. They gave Regina a scare, but Regina Regals offensively pulled away late.
Well, they did. Regina hasn't had a lot of close games. It was nice. We always get some stats from the Regina coaching staff, and you know, I was just looking at their margin of victory, and they've only had five games that have been between 13 and 19 points. So the closest game they've had so far is 13, and one of those was Maquoketa Valley, and then I think the other was Bellevue, right about the 13-point margin. But they've had six games they've won by 20 to 29, seven games they've won from 30 to 39 points, four games from 40 to 49, and two of over 50. So, but again, Bellevue is a team they played at Bellevue, and it was a close ball game. Matter of fact, Regina led only 46-44 going into the fourth quarter, and again, Regina played an outstanding fourth quarter, just as they did against Maquoketa Valley the other night. Outscored Bellevue 17-6 in that fourth quarter for that 63-50 victory, but that also indicates that Bellevue certainly can play with Regina.
And we'll get to Regina in a second. Just wanted to highlight something else on Bellevue's schedule. You look at Bellevue's schedule, early in the season they lost to West Branch by 18 points. They come back and they beat West Branch last Friday night. So this is a team that can come back and has been playing their best basketball in the later stretches of the season. And when we talk about Regina offensively, you start with number two, Mary Crompton, who's a 5'8 junior. And it's funny, I hear a lot of people when they talk about college basketball or the NBA, they talk about a guy like Kevin Durant, who shoots 40% from beyond the three-point arc, 90% from the free throw line, and 50% from the field. You look at Mary Crompton, 57.8% from the field. She shoots 87% from the free throw line and 48% from beyond the arc, averaging 18.5 points per game. One of the best offensive players that we've seen in the area.
Well, yes. To be honest, she kind of got off to a slow start the other night, but Regina's a team I didn't realize, but looking at the stats, they were 9-for-20 from the three-point line against Bellevue. I think Bellevue only had four three-pointers, so a lot of the margin of victory literally came on from the three-point line. So it is a part of their game. They run some set plays to set up three-point shots and things from that. And again, if Mary Crompton can get on any kind of roll, that would certainly speak well for Regina.
And for Bellevue this evening, you talk about it's not just Mary Crompton. We started with Mary Crompton for Regina. They're the second the second best offensive team in Class 2A, averaging almost 72 points per game. They're balanced scoring along with Mary Crompton, Sarah Lehman, and Alex Weiss also carry a lot of the load as well.
Well, Sarah Lehman, you know, coming back from last year, she was an integral part of last year's squad. And again, she's a steadying force, really, as the only senior that gets a lot of playing time. And again, when Maquoketa Valley closed it to that 3 points, two Lehmans, Alexa Lehman hit a huge three-pointer, and then the next Regina possession, Sarah Lehman hit a little jump shot. Both of those were huge in extending Regina's lead.
So you're listening to high school basketball on the South Gym, 106.3 FM in Iowa City. We are in Tipton, at Tipton Middle School, actually. That is where the gym is. A neutral site for this Class 2A regional final to decide who goes to the state tournament. The 24-0 Regina Regals, they take on the 17-6 Bellevue Comets. I want to thank David Schulte back on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. He is our producer this evening. He's keeping us on the air all night long. If you want to listen to the end of the APC, you can listen to it on KGYM radio app or kgymradio.com or 107.5 FM or 1600 a.m. We are going to take a three-minute timeout, and we're going to be back with tip-off. You're listening to High School Basketball on KGYM.
Willa, Terry, Tim, and Kate Dickens at Hertine and Stocker Jewelers support high school sports, and they know it's a family effort. From driving students to practice and making it to all the games to serving up snacks in the concession stand, your favorite family team players would love a show of appreciation with a gift from Hertine and Stocker Jewelers. From watches to mother's rings and even Iowa Hawkeye jewelry, they've got spirit? Yes, they do. At Hertine and Stocker, corner of Dubuque and Washington Streets in downtown Iowa City.
There are so many choices for a home loan. Options are crucial when it comes to a first-time home purchase, mortgage refinancing, or bill consolidation loan. Hi, I'm Dan Hillers with First Federal Credit Union. Being able to select the absolute best loan for your situation can literally save you thousands of dollars over the life of the loan. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or an experienced homeowner, I promise to work to find the solution that is right for you. Learn more at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA and Equal Housing Lender.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Napa Know How.
When you grab a pair of Bosch Evolution Beam wiper blades, now $10 off at Napa, you'll have the confidence to tell Mother Nature to bring it. Bring the rain, snow, sleet, the almighty, all-powerful El Nino, and even more rain. Because with Bosch Evolution wiper blades, now $10 off when you buy a pair, you'll show the weather who's really the boss. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer expires 2/28/17.
If I were having a dinner party and told you to swing by around 7-ish, that would put you in a pickle. You'd be wondering, does the ish mean come earlier for hors d'oeuvres or come later and bring a side? See what I mean? Ish leaves too much up in the air. When you get a free vehicle appraisal at CarMax, they won't give you an offer ish for your car. An offer ish means nothing. That's why CarMax gives you an actual written offer, so you'll know exactly what you're getting, which tonight happens to be lasagna. CarMax, drive what's possible.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
National anthem finishing up here at Tipton High School for this Class 2A district final to decide who goes to the state tournament in girls action. Alex Kuhn alongside Eric Peterson. The Regina Regals at 24-0 take on the Bellevue Comets. Now time for the starting lineups for tonight's game. First, for the Bellevue Comets, who come in with a record of 17-6 on the season. Kaylee Miller's a 5'4 sophomore. She gets the start with Cameron Rieg, a 5'3 junior. Rebecca Schrader, a 5'9 junior, gets to start with Gianna Michaels, a 5'7 sophomore, and Emma Kelchin, a 5'11 junior, rounds out the starting lineup. She is the center for this Bellevue Comets team. For Regina Regals, the leading scorer on this Regina team, Mary Crompton, is the two guard on this team. Grayson Dumont runs the point. Grayson Dumont, a 5'8 junior. Mary Crompton, also a 5'8 junior. Sarah Lehman, a 5'10 senior. Kennedy Wallace, a 5'8 sophomore. And Alex Weiss, the center, a 6-foot sophomore. It will be Weiss and Emma Kelchin to tip things off. The tip-off controlled by Regina as Grayson Dumont into the front court. High post, Sarah Lehman back to Dumont between the circles. Left wing for Kennedy Wallace, top of the key. Dumont now high post for Weiss on the right block. She goes to work, picks up her dribble, back out to Grayson Dumont to the elbow. She kicks it out to Kennedy Wallace. Wallace back to Dumont, and she resets between the circles. We're early on, first possession of the game into the corner. No shot. They swing it left into the corner for Mary Crompton. Short corner, Lehman, now Dumont on the right wing. Dumont to Wallace, top of the key three. Shot off the front of the iron. Rebound taken down by Bellevue. It's Rebecca Schrader. Outlet in the front court to Cameron Rieg into the corner. She finds Kaylee Miller. Miller across the lane. Kicks it out to Jonas Michaels. Michaels hands off to Schrader at the free throw line. Schrader back out to Michaels on the right wing. Michaels swings it left to Kaylee Miller into the corner for Cameron Rieg. Rieg across the lane to the free throw line. Gives it up now to the corner. Kelchin, 15-foot jumper from the short corner. Misses everything. Last touch by Kaylee Miller as it trickles out of bounds. Well, and Reed Regina will get the ball back.
Two very patient possessions by both squads. Regina ran about a 30-second possession. Ended up getting a really just a look from three. It was a good look from three for Dumont, but didn't score. And then Bellevue, same thing, about a 30-second possession. Their leading scorer, Kelchin, got a little 8-10 footer, but didn't score.
Mary Crompton drives towards the basket, right of the lane. She goes up with the right hand, gets fouled, and she'll step to the line to shoot two.
Well, we talk where Mary Crompton has proved her game from her sophomore year to junior year, and I think taking the ball to the basket has been one of those areas where she's really improved. We talk about how well she shoots it from three.
And from the free throw line.
And from the free throw line.
87%. She makes the first. The other night, I think she hit 8 consecutive free throws down the stretch, and she barely hit rim, and she makes them both.
In that game, both teams shot exceptionally well. As teams, I think both teams were over 80% from the free throw line with all that pressure on.
Miller across half court. Regina extends their pressure as Michaels gets it on the left wing, feeds the post to Kelchin. She goes up with the left hand, misses the shot, gets her own rebound, puts it back up and in, and ties the game at two with 6:26 remaining in the first quarter. Weiss, top of the key, swings it to the left wing to Wallace. Wallace thought about a backdoor feed and said she's going to swing it right wing to Grayson Dumont. Dumont now between the circles, resets the offense, feeds the high post to Weiss. Weiss into the corner for Wallace. Three-pointer from the left corner off the front of the iron. Rebound taken down by Emma Kelchin of Bellevue. Kelchin outlets it to Schrader into the front court for the Comets. She gets to the high post now. Three-pointer from Michaels on the way from the left wing, and she knocks it down. 5-2, the lead for Bellevue.
Well, Regina's had two good looks from three, but hasn't scored either one yet. So, again, they need to get warm up from the three-point line.
Kennedy Wallace, left wing, now top of the key, Grayson Dumont. Dumont between the circles, swings it right wing for Mary Crompton in the corner for Weiss. Now Dumont, top of the key, picks up her dribble, high elbow feed to Alex Weiss. From Lehman to Alex Weiss, and she cut baseline, lays it up and in with the right hand. And the deficit is one for Regina, 5-4, the early Bellevue lead. And now Regina goes with the full court pressure. It's broken by Rebecca Schrader into the front court. She gets into the right corner. Right wing now for Cameron Rieg. She fires up a three off the mark. Rebound taken down by Kaylee Miller. Now into the corner. Michaels fires up an 18-foot jumper, and she knocks it down. That's a long two. The lead is three for Bellevue.
Well, Regina giving up some offensive rebounds, giving Bellevue multiple opportunities, and Bellevue capitalizing that. That's the second three-pointer for Gianna Michaels.
Bellevue in a 2-3 zone. Now Crompton in the left corner for three, and she knocks it down and ties the game at seven. Her first look of the night, she has three.
That's a nice job. They just had her run the baseline, came off the screen to the far side, and again, just caught and went right up in one motion. Again, nice shot by Mary Crompton.
Kaylee Miller dribbles from the baseline, now top of the key, gets inside the paint, lays it up and in with the right hand. Very little resistance there from Regina. Lead now back to two for Bellevue. Dumont back the other way for Regina. To Weiss on the left wing, now left wing for Wallace. She feeds backdoor to Weiss, and Weiss has a wide open layup and ties the game at nine.
Regina runs that basically pick and roll, not pick and roll, but a set of back screen to Weiss about two, three times the ball game, and again, just wide open.
Michaels backdoor feed to Kelchin, and she lays it up and in with the right hand as they break the pressure, does Bellevue into the front court, and they take an 11-9 lead. Lehman now a short corner right, shot fake across the lane. She lays it up and in with the right hand through a little bit of contact and through the body of Emma Kelchin and ties the game at 11. Good start offensively for both teams. 3:45 remaining in the first quarter as Mary Crompton kicks a Kaylee Miller pass intended for Jonna Michaels. So well, a side-out situation for Bellevue.
Twice Bellevue's got through Regina's press and then gotten the ball down low to Kelchin. So again, you know, Kelchin, I think, scored like 18, 20 points in the first meeting, had 16 rebounds. So that's certainly a player Regina is aware of and feels that they need to slow down.
Jonna Michaels on the left wing, now into the corner for Rebecca Schrader. Schrader in the short corner picks it up on the left wing and gets it to Kelchin in the short corner, back to Schrader on the left wing. She goes across the free throw line, kicks it out to Jonna Michaels, top of the key for Cameron Reig. Now right wing for Rebecca Schrader. She gets into the short corner, hands off to Kaylee Miller. Across the lane, she kicks it out to Cameron Reig. Her three-pointer off the mark, rebound taken down by Mary Crompton. Crompton into the front court. Dribbles across the lane, kicks it out to Lauren Gardy, who has just checked into the game. She feeds left wing for Sarah Lehman. Back to Crompton on the right wing for three, and she buries two in a row to start the game. Regina has a 14-11 lead.
Well, again, good discipline, went inside and then went back outside to Crompton, and again, Bellevue didn't react quickly, and again, Crompton a good look from three, and again, two for two from the three-point line.
And now Crompton has a steal. Back the other way, she has numbers. Right of the lane, lays it up an inch. Lays it up, shot off the mark. And over the back is going to be called, I believe, on Alexa Lehman, who has just checked into the game.
Well, the underneath official made no call. It was just a battle for the rebound. But then the outside official made the call a little late. Again, Mary Crompton. Again, Bellevue did a good job getting back. Really forced Crompton to alter. It was a contested layup.
Gianna Michaels passing the front court. Gets to Schrader. Schrader backdoor feed to Kelchin. She lays it up and in with the right hand. The deficit is one. And once again, Bellevue having no trouble breaking that full court pressure of Regina. They get numbers back the other way.
The tough thing is, you know, usually you need to stop ball, but you can't leave Kelchin to stop the basketball.
Weiss backdoor feed. She, her layup just off the mark. Kelchin with a rebound. Now into the front court, it's Reig. Reig to the basket. Right-hand layup off the mark. Lehman gets the rebound. Back the other way come the Regals.
Well, nice job by Weiss there. She just stood straight up and down, absorbed a little contact. And again, I thought it was a good job of the officials letting them play through, because Weiss definitely saw her coming. And again, just simply set herself, kind of a glancing blow again, but no call.
Sarah Lehman drives the lane, across the lane, right of the lane. She gets fouled, and they're going to say it was in the act of shooting. The foul goes against number 33, Jonna Michaels. So Sarah Lehman will check into the game. I failed to mention that the last timeout, Lauren Gardy and Alexa Lehman checked in for Grayson Dumont and Kennedy Wallace, and now Kennedy Wallace is at the scorer's table as Sarah Lehman makes her first free throw. And now here comes Grayson Dumont. So those two who checked out will check in. Grayson Dumont will check in as Mary Crompton will get an early breather. Crompton with 8 early points, I believe.
2 threes and 2 free throws.
Lehman makes both free throws. The lead is 3, and now Sarah Lehman will take a seat. And Kennedy Wallace will check back in for the Regals. Full court pressure. Ball inbounded.
Regina has
Michaels.
Both Lehman and Crompton out. So again, main scorer would probably be Weiss here. So we'll see how they do in this last minute 45.
Reig in the front court to Miller, back to Reig on the left wing. 1:40 remaining in the first quarter, 16-13, the Regina lead. Right wing Schrader. Two through a little man-to-man defense here for Regina. Carmen Reig hands off right wing for Schrader. Schrader's pass to the left wing, taken down. Now that is Schrader on the left wing. Being guarded by Lehman, she gets into the short corner. Kaylee Miller now on the left wing, top of the key for Jonna Michaels. Michaels backs out with 1:11 remaining in the first quarter. Michaels backdoor feed to Schrader. Schrader goes baseline, little up and under move. She'll lay it up and in with the right hand and cut the deficit back to 1, 16-15, the Regina lead. Quickly in the front court. Alexa Lehman can't handle the pass from Grayson Dumont. Turnover, back the other way comes Rebecca Schrader. She gets to the elbow, kicks it out to Michaels. She fires up a left wing three and knocks it down. 2-point lead, 18-16, the Bellevue lead. The Comets take the lead. Grayson Dumont between the circles, backdoor pass to Alexa Lehman. She, from the baseline, fires it back in the middle of the paint to Alex Weiss, who lays it up and in and ties the game at 18.
Well, nice penetration and a really nice pass by Alexa Lehman.
Kaylee Miller into the front court, backdoor feed to Kelchin, and a tie-up on the right block.
Well, it's tough. If you're back at the back of the Regina zone press, you've almost, you can't leave Kelchin. And it's a tough job because, again, you got to kind of stop ball. But every single time the pass has gone to Kelchin, that time just not quite able to quite handle it. And then, again, a jump ball. Although Bellevue now will keep it underneath their own basket. 24 seconds left in an 18-18 tie.
Kelchin checks out. Kinsey Till checks in. Inbound pass tipped but gathered by Michaels as she hands off to Schroeder on the right wing. Now, 18 seconds remaining.
Kelchin has gone to the bench here. So, again, we'll see who Bellevue opts to go to.
Michaels at the top of the key, 9 seconds remaining. She gets inside the paint, dishes off to Till, who lays it up and in with 5 seconds, 2-point lead. Quickly back the other way, Grayson Dumont fires it over the head of Alexa Lehman and out of bounds. So Bellevue will get the ball back with 0.7 seconds remaining in the first quarter. They have a 2-point lead. They'll run an inbound play, and that's how the first quarter is going to end. Bellevue with a 20-18 lead after 8 minutes. We're going to take a 60-second timeout. You're listening to High School Basketball on the South Gym, 106.3 FM in Iowa City.
Two powerhouses in girls basketball meet with a trip to state on the line this Tuesday on the South Gym. Join Alex Kuhn and Eric Peterson this Tuesday night at 6:50 for a Class 5A regional final as number 4 Iowa City High hosts number 9 Ankeny Centennial. The Little Hawks will try to make it back to state against the Jaguar team from the always tough CIML. That's girls Class 5A regional final basketball presented by First Federal Credit Union. Number 4 Iowa City High versus number 9 Ankeny Centennial. Tuesday night at 6:50 on 106.3 FM, the South Gym, KGYM.
Wouldn't it be cool if your car could give you money? It can at First Federal Credit Union with cash back for auto loans. Refinance your auto loan at First Federal Credit Union. They'll pay you up to $500 cash. And rates are as low as 1.99% APR, so you can lower your monthly payment and get cash back. Take advantage of First Federal Credit Union's cash back for auto loans now. Start at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
20-18, the Bellevue lead over Regina after one quarter. We'll begin the second quarter with the basketball. Grayson Dumont checks back into the game. She swings it to Mary Crompton, who has also checked back into the game. Got back out top to Dumont. Dumont finds Weiss in the short corner. Now Lehman, top of the key for Dumont. 7:46, we just begin left to play here in the second quarter. Kennedy Wallace on the left wing to Crompton. Top of the key, Wallace, three on the way, and she knocks it down from range. 21-20. The lead for Regina, and once again, the Regals pick up full court pressure.
Again, make another set play, Regina, where they set a screen really at the top of the key for Kennedy Wallace to shoot a three-pointer. Again, that three-pointer, just an integral part of the Regina offense.
Michaels fires up a three on the other end. A rebound, a foul is going to be called, I think, on Grayson Dumont.
Yeah, pushing the back there. She had decent position, and the rebound was going to go her way long. But, again, right in front of the official, she just pushed off. A good call. Only two team fouls each way now with already into the second quarter.
Rigg with the ball. She gets the inbound pass from Schrader. She fires top of the key. Ball tipped away from Schrader and out of bounds. Tipped by Sarah Lehman. So a side-out situation upcoming for Bellevue in the backcourt. Well,
Bellevue still has Kelchin on the bench. So, again, they must have a rotation plan in mind to give her just a little bit of rest here at the end of this first quarter and then into the second quarter.
Rigg nearly gets her pocket pick but gathers it. Being guarded by Crompton. Now they switch as Michaels has it top of the key, guarded by Crompton. She hands off to Schrader, swings it right for Miller. Miller on the left wing, guarded by Grayson Dumont. We'll swing it right into the right wing to Cameron Rigg. Rigg gets a screen from Till, dribbles across the lane, kicks it out to Miller in the corner. Her 15-foot jumper well off the mark, but kept alive by Michaels. Back to Miller on the left wing. Miller top of the key for Rigg. She fires up a three off the mark, and now they're going to get a foul on Miller, who pushed Grayson Dumont in the back.
Well, Dumont, as a point guard again, end up down low there, and she did a great job of boxing out there. And again, that time Bellevue pushes off. Dumont, again, great position, and Regina will get the ball. Kelchin back in the ball game now for Bellevue.
So Till takes the seat. Kelchin back into the game for the Comets. Grayson Dumont to the high post to Alex Weiss. Weiss hands off to Crompton. She dribbles to the free throw line, lays it up and in with a right hand. Nice floater there from Mary Crompton. The lead now 23-20. The Regina advantage. Michaels into the front court right wing. She pops from 10 feet and she knocks it down. Right in the middle of the paint. She cuts it back to a 1-point deficit. Now Crompton on the right wing. Crompton in the short corner to Lehman. Lehman drives baseline. And they're going to get a foul, a push on Schrader. Rebecca Schrader picks up the foul.
Lehman took it baseline again, just a little bump down low. Now Regina again has done a great job all year of running inbounds plays under their own basket.
Crompton inbounds it to the free throw line to Lehman, who feeds Weiss in the post, and she turns around over her right shoulder. Gets fouled on the shot, and she'll step to the line to shoot two.
We've seen Regina four or five times, and all they do is they float Lehman from basically the block to the free throw line, and they just do a little lob pass and run four low. And then Weiss goes to the middle of the lane and posts up, almost always turns to her right, but again, able to draw the foul.
Weiss, a 68% free throw shooter, knocks down the first.
Can't tell you how impressed I am with both squads. Bellevue, not having seen Bellevue again, they're playing right with Regina again. You can tell a really, really good basketball team in Bellevue.
The second one off the mark. Mary Crompton gets the rebound. She'll dribble it out at the top of the key, swings it to Grayson Dumont, who will reset. Right wing now Lehman. Sarah Lehman dribbles to the top of the key, fires to Crompton on the right wing. Crompton pops from the right wing, a three on the way, and she knocks it down. She has made her first three three-point attempts of the night, 27-22, the Regina advantage. And now into the front court, Kelchin on the right wing to Schrader in the short corner. Out to Miller on the left wing. Miller's pass top of the key goes to Rieg. Rieg back to Miller, who hands off to Michaels. Regina wanted to push in the back,
and
they should have gotten one.
Yeah, there was a deflected foul, and again, the Bellevue player ran over the Regina player and right in front of the Regina bench. And I know the official made the signal that it was tipped, but again, the Bellevue player literally ran over the Regina player, not allowing them to try to get the loose ball.
Right wing, Rieg has it. She drives the lane out, passes it out to Miller, who drives the baseline, finds Michaels, who fires it from 5 feet, and she's fouled. She got in the short corner on the left side of the lane, and she'll step to the line to shoot two.
Now Regina trying to give a little help to the post there. Again, they've sometimes opted to take one of their players and not play one of the Bellevue guards, and again try to give help to the post. Now odd. Kelchin going to the bench again.
She has two fouls.
Two fouls. Okay, then that makes perfect sense then with two fouls.
Lindsay Banowitz checks into the game as Gianna Michaels makes one of two free throws, and a timeout is called. It is a full timeout, so we'll step aside for 60 seconds. 27-23, the Regina lead, 4:53 remaining in the first half. You're listening to High School Basketball on KGYM.
Willa, Terry, Tim, and Kate Dickens at Hertine and Stocker Jewelers support high school sports, and they know it's a family effort. From driving students to practice and making it to all the games to serving up snacks in the concession stand, your favorite family team players would love a show of appreciation with a gift from Hertine and Stocker Jewelers. From watches to mother's rings and even Iowa Hawkeye jewelry, they've got spirit? Yes, they do. At Hertine and Stocker, corner of Dubuque and Washington Streets in downtown Iowa City.
Two powerhouses in girls basketball meet with a trip to state on the line this Tuesday on the South Gym. Join Alex Kuhn and Eric Peterson this Tuesday night at 6:50 for a Class 5A regional final as number 4 Iowa City High hosts number 9 Ankeny Centennial. The Little Hawks will try to make it back to state against a Jaguar team from the always tough CIML. That's girls Class 5A regional final basketball presented by First Federal Credit Union. Number 4 Iowa City High versus number 9 Ankeny Centennial. Tuesday night at 6:50 on 106.3 FM, the South Gym, KGYM.
4:50 remaining in the second quarter. Regina basketball, top of the key. It's Weiss between the circles, left wing for Guardian. A foul away from the ball. I think they're going to get a moving screen. We'll see who the call is against. The call is against Kennedy Wallace. It's her second foul. So now Grayson Dumont is going to check back in, but she'll have to check in at the next dead ball as the ball is quickly inbounded to Cameron Rieg into the front court. She finds Schroeder, dribbles to the right wing. Schroeder being guarded by Sarah Lehman, gets a screen from Michaels. Top of the key now for Rieg. Into the corner for Michaels. Michaels guarded by Lauren Gardy, dribbles baseline, gets into the short corner. Top of the key for Miller, left wing now for Banowitz. Into the corner, it's Rieg, and she fires a three and knocks it down from range. We're back to a one-point game. 27-26, Regina. Crompton on the right wing. Gardy now top of the key. Gardy to Crompton. Between the circles, she finds Lehman, who drives baseline, goes up with the right hand, lays it up and in. She gets fouled. She'll step to the line to try to complete a three-point play. I think that was Banowitz, who was trying to take a charge. She stepped in the way. The foul was called a block as Lehman drove baseline. They're going to say it was, yes, the basket counts. Lehman will step to the line for one shot. Grayson Dumont checks into the game. Kennedy Wallace takes the seat with two fouls.
Well, that's that tough block charge call, and I tell you, that was Lehman with a full head of steam going down the basket, or going down the lane. And I understand if you're Bellevue, you'd want to charge. If you're a Regina fan, you thought, no, there's a block there. So
Schrader in the backcourt, and a 10-second call will be called against Bellevue, and Schrader couldn't get it across half court. Cameron Reed got the pass in the backcourt, but 10 seconds had been called before she could cross the midcourt stripe. So Regina will get the ball back, up by three, 3:49 remaining in the first half. Dumont between the circles. Short corner, Sarah Lehman. She goes up with a right-hand shot off the mark. Weiss gets her own rebound, goes back up strong, gets fouled. She'll step to the free throw line for two shots.
Well, with Kelchin on the bench here, Regina again looking to go inside. That's two times in a row. Lehman's taking it hard to the basket, has scored on one and was fouled. This time she missed, but Weiss right there for the rebound without Kelchin there to battle with. And she grabs the rebound and is fouled, putting it back up. And that's the seventh team foul for Bellevue.
First Weiss free throw off the mark.
Weiss has 7 points here, trying to get her eighth point from the free throw line.
She'll have one more. And she missed them both. Rebound goes down to Michaels. Back the other way come the Comets. Michaels on the left wing, being guarded by Lehman. Thought about going baseline, picks up her dribble, swings it to Till on the left wing, top of the key for Miller. Back to Till into the corner for Michaels. Michaels guarded by Sarah Lehman, gets a screen, fires up a left corner three and ties the game. 29-all, 3:22 remaining in the first half in what has been a back and forth affair. Now Weiss on the other end fires up a three and knocks it down top of the key.
Well, she just trailing the play after inbounding the ball, and Bellevue doesn't come out and find her, and she stops at the three-point line.
Michaels dribbles out of a trap, swings it to the right wing to Reed. Reed drives baseline, lays it up with a right-hand shot off the mark. Rebound taken down by Weiss. Outlet to Grayson Dumont. Dumont backdoor pass to Lehman. She goes up with a right hand, gets her own rebound off the miss. She gets fouled, and she'll step to the line to shoot two.
Well, that's tough. Bellevue coach thought maybe their player got fouled on the other end as the official came by. He's certainly having a conversation, wanting to know. Regina shooting a lot of free throws on one end. Bellevue not getting to the free throw line on the other end.
Sarah Lehman misses the first free throw. She's a 75% free throw shooter. She'll have another.
It's been tough because Weiss, I think, tries as she sees him coming, and she tries to set herself. And again, Bellevue's tried to avoid to a certain extent there. And again, there's just been some contact.
Lehman misses both free throws. Four consecutive misses from the charity stripe for Regina. And as Michaels was trapped in the backcourt, Bellevue will take a timeout with 2:40 remaining in the second quarter. We're going to step aside for 30 seconds. 32-29, the Regina lead. You're listening to high school basketball in the South Gym, 106.3 FM in Iowa City.
Two powerhouses in girls basketball meet with a trip to state on the line this Tuesday on the South Gym. Join Alex Kuhn and Eric Peterson this Tuesday night at 6:50 for a Class 5A regional final as number 4 Iowa City High hosts number 9 Ankeny Centennial. The Little Hawks will try to make it back to state against a Jaguar team from the always tough CIML. That's girls Class 5A regional final basketball presented by First Federal Credit Union. Number 4 Iowa City High versus number 9 Ankeny Centennial. Tuesday night at 6:50 on 106.3 FM, the South Gym, KGYM.
Welcome back to Tipton High School Class 2A district final here this evening between the Bellevue Comets and the Regina Regals. Bellevue trails Regina 32-29, 2:33 remaining in the first half. Till on the left wing, dribbles across the lane, top of the key for Rieg, right wing for Michaels. Michaels being guarded by Lauren Gardy. Top of the key, gets it to Miller, swings it left for Till between the circles for Miller. Back to Till, now into the corner for Rieg. Rieg drives across the lane, swings it top of the key for Miller, right wing for Michaels. Michaels to Reig. She fires up a top of the key three. Shot off the mark. Rebound taken down by Alex Weiss.
That's a big-time rebound by Weiss. It didn't look like she was in the best spot, but she got there and pulled it down.
Dumont's pass to the post to Sarah Lehman, who gets position, lays it up and in with a right hand. The lead is 5 for Regina. Reig back the other way for Bellevue. Top of the key for Michaels. Michaels to her left, swings it left wing to Till, back to Michaels in the left corner. Michaels being guarded by Mary Crompton, top of the key for Miller. Kaylee Miller to the free throw line, out to Till, swings it left to Michaels. Michaels across the free throw line, they're going to call a foul on Mary Crompton.
That's where Mary just again tried to reach through and deflect the ball. That's where you just keep playing good defense there. You don't need to commit that foul. Bellevue being patient without Kelton in the ball game. They're running their offense, and I think that's a wise move. Again, she's the main scoring threat, their main rebounder. So with her on the bench, Bellevue opting to maybe shorten the game a little bit and get to the second half and get Kelton back on the floor with only 2 fouls.
Reig fires up a right wing 3-4. Bellevue shot off the mark. Weiss gets the rebound, but it's stolen away by Till, who lays it up and in. Sorry, that's Banowitz, who lays it up and in with a left hand and cuts the deficit to 3. Crompton top of the key for Weiss, left wing for Gardy. Back to Crompton top of the key. She dribbles out between the circles, swings it left wing to Gardy into the corner for Lehman. Back to Gardy. She gets to the elbow to Dumont now, top of the key for Lehman. Lehman drives towards the basket with a right hand, gets some space, lays it up and in with a right hand, and extends the lead back out to 5. And now a steal by Lehman. She lays it up and in with the right hand. The lead is 7. For Regina. Schrader back the other way, gets her pocket pick. Weiss gathers it for Regina. Weiss to the left wing for Crompton for 3, and she knocks it down. 41-31, the advantage is 10 for Regina. 30 seconds remaining in the first half. Miller on the left wing, top of the key for Reig. Cameron Reig backs out with 20 seconds. She drives towards the lane and gets fouled. And we'll see who that foul is against. Is it against Gardy or Crompton? Against Gardy.
Well, that's good for Regina in some ways. Nothing against Gardy there. But again, you don't want Crompton to pick up a second there. You want her to have as many fouls as you can to play. And again, that's just Gardy's first foul with 19.9 seconds left. Regina has stretched it to 10.
Regina went on a 7-0 run in about 10 seconds.
Now you don't want to foul if you're Regina. You're at 16 fouls. You don't want to put them on the line.
Reig out to Banowitz. She fires up a right wing 3, and she knocks it down from range. Crompton in the front court with 5 seconds. She attacks the basket, gets fouled with 1.9 seconds left in the act of shooting, and she'll step to the line to shoot 2.
Well, that's a good job by Crompton and Regina. Again, getting the ball up court quickly, and Crompton attacking the basket, attacked 2 players and gets fouled.
So Crompton steps to the line, misses the first. I think that is 5 consecutive free throw misses for Regina. Usually a very good free throw shooting team.
But Lehman missed 2, Weiss missed 2, and now Crompton missed the first one here.
As a team, they shoot 73%, and Crompton ends that streak. And the lead is 8. And Bellevue is just going to hold the ball and let the first half clock run out. 42-34. The 24-0 Regina Regals lead the 17-6 Bellevue Comets at the half. We're going to take a 3-minute timeout, and we're going to be back with our halftime show. You're listening to high school basketball on the South Gym, 106.3 FM in Iowa City. Napa Know
How. If you've got a hatch, trunk, or hood that won't stay open, your lift supports need replacing. Luckily, Napa has TurboLift lift supports for $10 off a pair. So unless you're one of those guys who thinks a sturdy helmet and an old 2x4 are suitable replacements, you'll want to get some TurboLift lift supports from Napa. Now $10 off a pair. That's Napa know-how. Napa know-how. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer expires 2/28/17. Napa know-how. When you grab a pair of Bosch Evolution Beam wiper blades, now $10 off at Napa, you'll have the confidence to tell Mother Nature to bring it. Bring the rain, snow, sleet, the almighty all-powerful El Nino, and even more rain. Because with Bosch Evolution wiper blades, now $10 off when you buy a pair, you'll show the weather who's really the boss. That's Napa know-how. Napa know-how.
at participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer expires 2/28/17.
The U.S. economy has been getting stronger, and home values have been increasing. This good economic news presents a unique financial opportunity for you. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Many of our clients have been taking cash out of their homes, a strategy that might work for you. The smart move is to refinance your mortgage right now with Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.18%, APR 4.35%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN to see how much we can lower your mortgage payment. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS ConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Two powerhouses in girls basketball meet with a trip to state on the line this Tuesday on the South Gym. Join Alex Kuhn and Eric Peterson this Tuesday night at 6:50 for a Class 5A regional final as number 4 Iowa City High hosts number 9 Ankeny Centennial. The Little Hawks will try to make it back to state against a Jaguar team from the always tough CIML. That's girls Class 5A regional final basketball presented by First Federal Credit Union. Number 4 Iowa City High versus number 9 Ankeny Centennial. Tuesday night at 6:50 on 106.3 FM, the South Gym, KGYM.
Willa, Terry, Tim, and Kate Dickens at Hertine and Stocker Jewelers support high school sports, and they know it's a family effort. From driving students to practice and making it to all the games to serving up snacks in the concession stand, your favorite family team players would love a show of appreciation with a gift from Hertine and Stocker Jewelers. From watches to mother's rings and even Iowa Hawkeye jewelry, they've got spirit? Yes, they do. At Hertine and Stocker, corner of Dubuque and Washington Streets in downtown Iowa City.
42-34, the Regina lead at the half over the Bellevue Comets. Alex Kuhn alongside Eric Peterson. And Eric, with that 3 minutes right there that we had between the end of the first half and right now, really helped us catch our breath because it was an action-packed first half. A lot of offense, and it's really been a back-and-forth affair, but Regina late in that first half had about a 7-0 run in the span of about 15 seconds that got them out to a 10-point lead. They end the half with an 8-point lead.
Well, Bellevue again, I thought a key was Kelchin picked up the second foul, and for a little bit I didn't know if Regina was going to capitalize on it. Bellevue kind of slowed it up a little bit and showed some patience, and Regina missed some free throws. I think we talked about at least 5 free throws in a row Regina missed after getting off to a great start from the line, and we thought maybe it was going to be a missed opportunity, but then all of a sudden I think Crompton hit 2 more 3-pointers and Regina got on a roll. Sarah Lehman started attacking the basket without Kelchin in there, made a couple baskets. Two late turnovers led to Regina baskets, and then all of a sudden it was out to a 10-point lead. Now, again, to Bellevue's credit, they came back in their last possession, hit a 3-pointer, but Regina responded. They got the ball out with probably about 5 seconds left, and Crompton took it the length of the floor and got the ball, attacked the lane, and got fouled, and then she went to the free throw line and made one of two. So, again, at least they closed out scoring, but Bellevue really impressed with Bellevue. I think, again, if Kelchin's on the floor without foul trouble, it's probably an even ball game. And again, her being on the bench really helped Regina get out to that current 8-point lead.
Let's talk about Mary Crompton. And this is when we talk about Regina girls basketball, you talk about number 2, 4-for-4 from beyond the arc and 5-of-6, I believe, from the free throw line. She has been absolutely on fire here this evening.
Well, 17 points in the first half, and it's kind of been the big three for Regina. They've only had 4 players score. I mentioned Crompton with 17, and again, just lights out from 3-point line. But she's done a nice job. She's let the game come to her.
Yes.
I mean, there's been nothing that's forced to that. She's taken it to the basket a couple times, got fouled once, made a basket, got fouled another time. So, again, very productive. Sarah Lehman, 12 points. Alex Weiss, 10 points, 1 3-pointer. So you look at the big three, all in double figures in the first half, and then Kennedy Wallace with 3. And a little different, Bellevue has 8 players that have scored, and Michaels, 14 points. And again, so Michaels, being a key player, I thought she had 3 threes. One of those threes must have been a 2-pointer. I must have missed out or made an assumption. But Kelchin, was a a force inside when Regina pressed and Bellevue got through the press. Kelchin was at the back side on the block. She got a couple easy baskets there, a nice feed. She had six pretty early points, but again, then when foul trouble set in and she had to go to the bench, and she went out for a rest late first quarter into the second quarter, played just a little bit in the second quarter, and then picked up that foul and again was forced to go back to the bench.
So Kelchin has two fouls, so she sat out the rest of the first half, and this is the X factor for Bellevue if they want to stay in this game. This first 5 or 6 minutes of the second half, when Kelchin comes back into the game for Regina and for Bellevue, she really has to kind of pick up in the same stride as she was playing early in the game against this Regina defense.
I think so, because the two things that I thought happened with Kelch, now one, Bellevue struggled to score a little bit, and two, that's when Sarah Lehman just became super aggressive taking the ball to the basket, because really there wasn't anyone on the Bellevue side that really could stop that. And again, she got fouled a couple times, made a couple baskets, got a steal. Regina did make some adjustments on Kelchin. They started trying to sag off of some of the perimeter players, off of Kaylee Miller, the Bellevue point guard. Again, if she was away from the ball, a lot of times Regina would sag whoever was guarding her and try to have someone both in front of Kelchin and behind Kelchin, trying to limit Kelchin's touches.
So I talked about that little stretch 7-0 run. The score was 34-31 at about the 5 minute mark of that, or excuse me, the 2 minute mark of that second quarter. Sarah Lehman makes a layup and she extends it to 36-31, and then she gets a steal right out of the inbounds play, 38-31. They get another steal in the backcourt. Mary Crompton knocks down a three. It was 41-31. So it went from a three-point game to a 10-point game in the matter of about 15 seconds. Regina finishes the first half with a 42-34 eight-point lead, and that's where we stand right now. We're going to take a 90-second timeout, and we're going to be back with the second half of play. You're listening to High School Basketball on the South Gym, 106.3 FM in Iowa City.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Napa know-how.
When you grab a pair of Bosch Evolution Beam wiper blades, now $10 off at Napa, you'll have the confidence to tell Mother Nature to bring it. Bring the rain, snow, sleet, the almighty, all-powerful El Nino, and even more rain. Because with Bosch Evolution wiper blades, now $10 off when you buy a pair, you'll show the weather who's really the boss. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer expires 2/28/17.
Willa, Terry, Tim, and Kate Dickens at Hertine and Stocker Jewelers support high school sports, and they know it's a family effort. From driving students to practice and making it to all the games to serving up snacks in the concession stand, your favorite family team players would love a show of appreciation with a gift from Hertine and Stocker Jewelers. From watches to mother's rings and even Iowa Hawkeye jewelry, they've got spirit? Yes, they do. At Hertine and Stocker, corner of Dubuque and Washington Streets in downtown Iowa City.
42-34, the Regina lead, as we are just about ready to begin the second half of play. But before we do, we're going to get Eric Peterson's keys for the second half.
Well, I think keys is try to keep Bellevue at arm's length here, and try to control Kelchin as best you can inside if you're Regina. Again, I had Regina only with three turnovers in that first half, so a well-played ball game by Regina, although I only have Bellevue with four turnovers, but two of those came late and led to Regina's score. So, sometimes you don't know when that press is going to turn the opponent over, but again, Regina's press late created a couple turnovers and some easy baskets.
Kelchin back in the game. Michaels on the right wing to begin the second half of play. Bellevue moves from left to right. Michaels on the right wing fires up a three off the front of the iron. Rebound taken down by Alex Weeks. So Regina back the other way. Grayson Dumont in the front court left wing for Wallace. Thought about a three, won't take it. Swings it between the circles for Dumont, who resets.
I think a good decision there by Wallace. It was just the first pass, and she kind of was there but didn't have her feet set. So rather than force something,
Weiss on the right block, spins over her left shoulder, misses the shot.
Gets
the rebound, puts it back up and in, gets fouled, steps to the line.
And that's on Kelchin. That's on Kelchin there. Again, Weiss did a good job spinning to the basket against pressure. Again, good no. I mean, again, officials let him play through it. But Weiss got right back to the board, got her own rebound, and then Weiss fouled her on the second shot, and it went in. So now, if you're Bellevue, you have a really tough decision about whether to let Kelchin stay in here with, again, 7:21 left in the quarter.
Weiss makes the free throw. Kelchin stays in for the time being. It's an 11-point lead for Regina. Reig, top of the key, swings it right for Miller. Top of the key now for Schrader. Schrader being guarded by Dumont. Into the corner, it's Reig. She fires up a three off back iron, rebounded by Lehman. Lehman looks to get out and run. She's into the front court. Her backdoor feed is stolen away on the floor. It's Miller, and now they're going to get a foul on Kennedy Wallace, who reached in on Kaylee Miller. So the ball goes back to Bellevue, and I believe that might be Wallace's third foul.
Well, again, that's going to force Lauren Gardner to come in and get some key minutes here with Candy Wallace on the bench. Now, Gardner gets a lot of minutes and stuff, usually at the point guard spelling Dumont. So, again, a little different setup here if you're Regina.
Inbounds pass goes to Michael. Michael's now into the front court, gets across half court to Schrader on the left wing. Schrader drives baseline, no one there, gets right to the basket, misses the layup, gets her own rebound, puts it back up and in, gets fouled, and she'll step to the line to try to complete a three-point play.
That's a nice answer by Bellevue. Get the ball inside after you break the press and score, and now that's Weiss's first foul.
Schrader is a 62% free throw shooter. She'll have one. She knocks it down.
Well, a big answer there. Back to an eight-point ball game. Regina stretched it to 10.
Dumont in the front court, top of the key for Weiss, left wing for Gardy. Gardy back to Dumont. Dumont is between the circles from beyond the arc, swings it to Crompton and onto the right wing. Now Dumont cutting, thought about taking the basket, backs off into the short corner. Now Lehman has it on the right elbow. She'll back out between the circles to Crompton, left wing for Gardy. Gardy back to Crompton. Crompton attacks the basket, takes some contact, misses the shot, gets the rebound in the middle of the paint for Lehman. Shot fake. She gets to the basket through contact, and she is going to get called for a travel. She ran right into Kelchin, and they call her for a travel.
That's two turnovers for Regina. And again, this is where I think you got to decide if you're Regina, do you want to run a set play or two to try to get Kelchin's fourth foul? Now, they just simply put pressure on Kelchin that time by attacking the basket.
Michael's pass goes over the head of Schrader and out of bounds. That's a turnover against Bellevue. So with 6:01 remaining in the third quarter, Regina gets the basketball back. They have an eight-point lead. Crompton between the circles to Dumont on the left wing. Grayson Dumont being guarded by Reig, picks up her dribble, swings it to Crompton. Now in the corner for Gardy. She drives baseline in the middle of the paint for Weiss. She has a 5-foot jumper, knocks it down right in the middle of the paint. We're back to a 10-point game.
Well, that's a good catch by Weiss. That was a contested.
Miller to Kelchin. She misses the layup, gets her own rebound, puts it back up and in. And we're back to an 8-point game, 47-39. The Regina lead, 5:26 remaining in the third quarter. Weiss top the key left wing for Gardy. Gardy to Crompton, wide open three, top of the key, off the back of the iron. Rebound batted out of bounds by Sarah Lehman, and it will go back to Bellevue.
That's the first Crompton miss from three, and again, she set a back screen, and then after setting the screen, she floated out to three. She got an awful good look.
A pass almost stolen away by Gardy. Miller gathers it on the right wing, now feeds the post to Kelchin. Kelchin threw a double team, lays it up and in with a right hand, and cuts the deficit to six. 47-41 Regina, right wing for Crompton, top of the key for Weiss. Left wing now for Gardy. Gardy back to Dumont between the circles. Dumont looking for a screen. Instead, she's going to swing it right for Crompton. Crompton gets a screen from Weiss, has an open three from the right wing. She fires it up well off the mark. Weiss saves it right to Miller. Back the other way come the Comets. Miller into the front court in the short corner. Right wing now for Michaels. Top of the key for Reig. Three on the way, off the mark. Rebound fought for, taken down by Michaels. Michaels a little runner across the lane off the mark. Rebound taken down by Weiss. Dumont now for the Regals into the front court to Crompton. Feeds the post for Lehman. Her shot is blocked by Kelchin. and out of bounds, and Regina will retain possession, but it looked like Lehman had an open layup, and Kelchin came out of nowhere to swat that
Lehman
one out of bounds.
Lehman just struggled to handle it cleanly.
Lehman gets the inbound pass now to Crompton, top of the key for Dumont, back to Crompton, wide open three from the wing, and she knocks it down. 50-41, the Regal lead.
Well, she gave up the ball, and again, Bellevue left her. You just can't leave her, and she got the ball right back.
Michaels top of the key. Left wing now for Reed. Wide open three, in and out. Rebound fought for. Kelchin gathers it, lays it up, and in. Cuts the deficit to 7, 50-43.
I have that as the fifth offensive rebound for Bellevue.
Lehman across the lane. A lot of contact, no call, and now they're going to... They're going to call Weiss away from the ball for a foul, and Bellevue will get the ball back.
Well, Kelchin doing a nice job there of, you know, defending her spot, but again, not giving up a foul there. Now Regina going a little deeper in their bench here as both, well, no, Lehman and Dumont go out as well as Weiss. So, again, this is as deep as Regina's gone to the bench. It's 7 points. We'll see how long that they go with this lineup.
Alexa Lehman, Katie Dunn, and now Kennedy Wallace with three fouls check into the game for Regina. And now a foul is going to be called on Alexa Lehman.
Katie Dunn.
Katie Dunn picks up her first foul.
That's the fourth team foul on Regina now, only one for Bellevue.
Kinsey Till checks in for Bellevue. Michaels now top of the key into the corner for Reig. Reig across the lane. Her runner well off the mark. Rebounded by Alexa Lehman. Lehman outlets to Gardy. Now into the front court for Kennedy Wallace. Top of the key for Gardy. 3:17 remaining in the third quarter. 50-43 the lead for Regina. Crompton now back out to Gardy, to left wing for Kennedy Wallace. Gardy attacks the basket. Now out to Alexa Lehman. Her three off the mark. A rebound taken down by Schrader of Bellevue. Schrader pushes into the front court. Gets to the free throw line, kicks it out to Michaels on the left wing.
Now Kelchin is out as well here with Weiss out again. Bellevue opting to give Kelchin just a little breather.
Michaels fires up a three from the left wing and she knocks it down. We're back to a 4-point game. 50-46.
17 point for Michaels here.
Gardy between the circles. She now dribbles to the right wing, top of the key for Crompton. Crompton around a screen to the elbow, now out to Wallace for three. Misses the mark. Katie Dunn gets the rebound, misses the follow. Alexa Lehman lays it up and in, left of the lane, and extends it back out to a 6-point lead. Now Miller into the front court for Bellevue, and she's fouled on the floor by Lauren Gardy.
Well, again, you're Regina, you're trying to press, but again, now you're starting to pick up fouls here. So again, the fifth team foul. That's Gardy, that's her second.
And Bellevue is going to take a timeout with 2:16 remaining in the third quarter. It's a full timeout, so we'll step aside for 60 seconds. We'll be right back. 52-46 the lead for Regina. You're listening to High School Basketball in South Gym, 106.3 FM in Iowa City.
There are so many choices for a home loan. Options are crucial when it comes to a first-time home purchase, mortgage refinancing, or bill consolidation loan. Hi, I'm Dan Hillers with First Federal Credit Union. Being able to select the absolute best loan for your situation can literally save you thousands of dollars over the life of the loan. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or an experienced homeowner, I promise to work to find the solution that is right for you. Learn more at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA and Equal Housing Lender.
Willa, Terry, Tim, and Kate Dickens at Hertin and Stocker Jewelers support high school sports, and they know it's a family effort. From driving students to practice and making it to all the games to serving up snacks in the concession stand, your favorite family team players would love a show of appreciation with a gift from Hertin and Stocker Jewelers. From watches to mother's rings and even Iowa Hawkeye jewelry, they've got spirit? Yes, they do. At Hertin and Stocker, corner of Dubuque and Washington Streets in downtown Iowa City.
Schrader skip pass right wing for Michaels into the corner for Reig. Her shot off the mark, rebounded by Schrader. She keeps it alive, lays it back up and in with a right hand, and cuts the deficit back to 4. Sarah Lehman and Alex Weiss back at the scorer's table. They'll check in for Regina at the next timeout. Alexa Lehman top of the key, 3 off the mark, rebounded by Cameron Reig. Reig back the other way for the Comets. Hesitation move, gets to the baseline. Her shot well off the mark, partially blocked by Lauren Gardy, out of bounds. So an inbound play upcoming for Regina. And and that Katie Dunn and Alexa Lehman will take a seat for Regina. Sarah Lehman and Alex Weiss back into the game for the Regals.
And Kelchin back in for Bellevue as well.
Bree gets the inbound pass right corner. Left wing now for Schrader into the corner for Miller. Miller in the short corner, left wing for Schrader.
They give Miller a lot of space there, trying to double team different players with whoever's guarding Miller.
Michaels to the elbow, passes it out left wing to Schrader. Schrader across the lane, top of the key for Miller. Miller drives to the basket, lays it up and in with the left hand, cuts it to a two-point game. They gave her a lot of room and she went right to the basket. Weiss top of the key, Crompton right wing. Backdoor feed to Weiss, wide open layup, and she misses it. Rebound taken down by Kelchin. And into the front court, Reed travels as she crosses half court.
Well, that was that back door, that back pick lob to Weiss, and again, it was an uncontested layup, but she just didn't get it up and over the front of the rim. 1:05 left here in the third quarter, Regina up two.
Wallace top of the key around a screen to the elbow, kicks it out to Crompton. Crompton dribbles back top of the key, 54 seconds remaining in the third quarter. Crompton on the left block, gets the feed, misses the layup, fight for the rebound, and a tie-up upcoming. Instead, they're going to call a foul, and that, I believe, is going to go against Kelchin.
Well, Weiss did have inside position. It's just when you decide when the tie-up came, but that's four on Kelchin.
Lehman, the inbound. Back to Crompton. Crompton across the lane, picks up her dribble as Weiss gets her shot blocked by Kelchin. It was a 15-foot elbow jumper. And Kaylee Miller gets the rebound. Miller into the front court. Gets to the free throw line. 15-foot jumper on the way. Off the mark. Kelchin gets the offensive rebound. Fights through contact. Misses the shot. And Sarah Lehman touched it. And it hit Kelchin on the way out of bounds as she was laying on the floor.
Now 30,
and Regina gets the ball back with 30 seconds left.
30.1 seconds. Now Kelchin has gone out. I was originally going to say hold it for one, but we'll see. Regina rarely chooses to hold the basketball. They usually go with the first, you know, good look out of their offense.
Backdoor feed to Weiss. This time she misses another layup. Gets the foul. Lays it back up and in. 54-50. 14 seconds remaining in the third quarter. Michaels into the front court to Schrader. Schrader drives towards the right block and gets fouled on the floor, and that's going to go against Mary Crompton.
That's
with 8.2 seconds left in the third quarter.
Sixth foul against Regina, so every foul from now on will be 1-1 for Bellevue. We'll see if that comes into play here. We might kind of maybe monitor or chart free throws between now and the end of the ball game for Bellevue.
That's the second foul on Crompton. Inbound pass goes top of the key for Michaels. 6 seconds remaining. Michaels off the dribble. Hands to Miller. Miller gets her pass stolen away by Wallace. And Lehman gets a shot off at the buzzer. Does it count? Will they count it? Yes, they will. At the buzzer, Sarah Lehman knocks down a half-court shot. Bellevue doesn't like the fact that it counts, but it does, and that's how we end the third quarter.
Well, I can't believe Lehman was aware of the clock, because there was only like 8 seconds when Bellevue passed in, and they made move the ball off the dribble, and all of a sudden Regina stepped in, stole it. I mean, I appreciate not knowing much time, but Lehman, like one dribble in a half-court, launched the shot, a low-line drive, and I mean, again, what a huge basket for Regina.
I didn't think there was any chance that she gets that shot off. There was less than a second left when she dribbled across, just across half court, fired it up with just tenths of the second left on the clock, and that's how we end the third quarter of play.
Well,
we're going to keep it right here.
I thought it was good. I don't know if you could tell with the sound of the buzzer. Obviously, they don't have lights on the basket or anything like that in high school basketball.
Or replay.
But again, I mean, it was close. Obviously, Bellevue arguing a little bit, you know, questioning whether it was left her hand in time and things. But again, that's huge. And now Regina will get the ball coming out of the quarter break as well. So, again, an opportunity for a huge swing in momentum here. And if the three-point basket was, I mean, stop and think, a five-point swing. Bellevue has a chance to get the last two of the quarter. Instead, turn the ball over, and Regina makes a prayer three-pointer.
Another momentum swing as Weiss gets the feed on the low block, goes around and lays it up with a right-hand head position.
Well, great job by Coach Wallace coming out of the timeout. He knows, again, Kelchin's on the bench, and they run a play to get the ball to Weiss down low, and again, there's just no one to oppose her there.
Reig on the left wing into the corner It's top of the key now for Michaels. Michaels to Miller. Miller finds Banowitz on the left wing. Banowitz now skip pass right wing for Reed. Reed pass inside to Schrader at the high post. Schrader goes across the lane, lays it up with a left-hand shot off the mark, rebound by Weiss. Back the other way come the Regals. Wallace on the left wing. Short corner for Lehman. Lehman with a shot fake, back out to Wallace. Wallace top the key for Lauren Gardy. 7 minutes remaining in the fourth quarter. Lehman has the ball, feeds the back door to Lauren Gardy, who lays it up and in with the left hand, and all of a sudden, Regina has an 11-point lead. Michaels into the front court. That's Banowitz, I should say, drives baseline, and she gets fouled on the floor. And
that's Weiss.
That's going to be on Weiss. That's also the seventh team foul against Regina. So Banowitz is going to step to the line to shoot the 1-1. Banowitz, a 64% free throw shooter on the season. Banowitz, a 5'8 freshman. Her first free throw is good. Back to a 10-point game. And here comes Kelchin.
Well, again, I think probably if you're Bellevue, you can't wait too long with Kelchin. There's 6:50 left, but you're down by 10, possibly 9 here.
Banowitz, second free throw off the front of the iron. Rebound taken down by Michaels. Now stolen away by Weiss. Regina with the ball back, and Gardy will slow things down. Left wing, it's Lehman. Lehman top of the key for Kennedy Wallace. Drives to the free throw line, hands off to Crompton across the lane. She runs into traffic. A beautiful pass to Weiss. She misses the left-handed layup, and Schrader takes the rebound down for the Comets. Schrader in the front court to Miller. Miller across the lane, kicks it out to Reig. Reig right wing being guarded by Gardy. Top of the key now for Banowitz into the corner for Michaels. Michaels left wing now swings it to Reig, top of the key for Miller. Miller back to Michaels on the left wing. Michaels around Crompton, hands off to Reig. Reig now skip pass right wing, back to Reig, left wing for Michaels. Michaels goes baseline, shot from 5 feet, shot off the mark. Rebound taken down by Lehman.
Well, Kelchin's been waiting to, Regina calls a timeout. That'll let Kelchin come back into the ball game. But again, don't blame Coach Wallace. Wants to talk strategy here with 5:50 left.
5:50 remaining. Regina with a 61-51 lead. We'll step aside for 60 seconds. You're listening to high school basketball on the South Gym. 106.3 FM in Iowa City. I guess we'll keep things right here with 5:50 remaining in the fourth quarter. 61-51 the lead for Regina. And Regina takes a timeout. And now Kelchin, Emma Kelchin for Bellevue, the leading scorer for this team who has been in foul trouble all night, will check back into the game for the Comets.
Well, again, the timeout did allow her to check in. She'd been at the scorer's table for about a minute and things, so I would have understood if you're Regina, maybe you keep running your offense and seeing how long it'd go before there'd be a dead ball that would let her back into the ball game. But again, I understand Coach Wallace, you're at the 5:50 mark, you're up 10. Let's say again, maybe take a timeout, catch our breath, talk about what we want to do. Now again, Regina does again a great job running set plays out of timeouts, although again, Bellevue looks like they've gone to a 2-3 zone. So
Lehman out of the timeout, top of the key for Crompton, left wing for Lehman, now back top of the key. Lehman around the screen, drives to the left of the lane, gets fouled on the floor off the feed from Lauren Gardy. So that's the third team foul against Regina.
Now, Regina, a long way from being in the one-on-one here, but again, if you're Bellevue, you got to play fairly physical.
Lehman gets the inbound pass at the free throw line.
Get out of the lane, get out of the lane.
Gets out of the lane, barely. Feeds it top of the key for Lauren Gardy.
She kind of fumbled the ball and was in the lane and, again, wasn't making any effort to get out of the lane.
Crompton now left wing, dribbles to the top of the key, swings it right to Lehman. Right wing for Gardy, back to Lehman. Back left wing for Kennedy Wallace. Wallace swings it right wing for Crompton. Crompton back to Gardy in the corner for Sarah Lehman. 5:09 remaining in the fourth quarter. Right elbow for Weiss. So Regina playing a little bit of four corners offense here, taking a lot of time off the clock. Lehman on the right wing. She'll dribble out top of the key. Spins over her right shoulder. Now she gets fouled at the top of the key by Cameron Reed.
Well, that's about a minute of running the clock and then getting a foul, the fourth team foul. So, again, I'm not saying Regina's stalling. They were just running the offense. But, again, they're looking for a wide-open look.
Backdoor feed on the inbounds play to Weiss, and her layup is up and in with a right hand.
Again, a set play. Again, if you watch Coach Wallace's teams, again, if you look at things out of timeouts and things.
And now Crompton gets the steal. Her left-hand layup off the mark. Rebound taken down, and last touch out of bounds by Lauren Gardy, and we'll go back to Bell.
Well, that's tough. Crompton had the steal there, and again, just couldn't get it up and in. And again, it was a layup opportunity, contested layup, so I don't think you pull that out. But again, Regina, their last possession out of a dead ball situation, and again, that back pick to a lob.
Reed, top of the key, her three well off the mark, and it is saved by Kelchin, and Weiss gathers the inbound. It looked like Kelchin tried to throw it off of Weiss, but Weiss gathered it underneath her own basket. In the front court come the Regals. Wallace top of the key. Dribbles to the elbow, hands off to Crompton. Crompton into the corner for Wallace. Wallace will dribble top of the key, swing it right for Lehman. Feeds the post to Weiss. Weiss goes to work on the block, dribbles it out of bounds. It touches the end line. That's a turnover. And the ball will go back.
That's a tough thing. You got 4 minutes left, and you're up by 12 again. And Weiss got the ball down low. Very aware Kelchin has four fouls and is playing behind her. But again, just dribbles it off her foot in a turnover to Regina.
Michaels on the right wing triggers up a three off the front iron. Rebound taken down by Weiss.
Well, that's a great job. Lehman couldn't get to it. She just tapped it. I think, again, Bellevue not happy. Thought Lehman from behind was over the back, but the tip allowed Weiss to get the ball, and I don't know if I...
Lehman gets the backdoor feed from Crompton, misses the layup. Rebound taken down by Kelchin, who got some contact in the face. She outlets it to Schrader into the front court for Rieg. Three-pointer well off the mark. Rebound taken down.
Well, you wonder if
Wallace.
This isn't where fatigue is becoming a part of the ball game. Again, some players for Bellevue that have had some good looks early have struggled here late. Now, again, Regina, you're in...
And now Schrader fouls Lehman at the top of the key with 3:09 remaining. Okay. You talk about Bellevue. They have only played seven players here this evening.
Again, now that's the, I thought it was going to be
that's
the
fifth.
Okay, I thought, okay, I still the
I believe. Fifth. A side out on the far side of the court for Regina.
They must have got it marked up right. Someone's got to come help.
Crompton top of the key, gets the inbound pass in the middle of the lane, 10-foot jumper, and she knocks it down.
Well, that's a look. I mean, at this point in time of year, Regina, you want to be extremely selective in terms of shots, and that with Mary Crompton penetrating the lane, a little eight-footer.
Miller, short corner right, top of the key for Reed, right wing for Michaels. Michaels being guarded by Crompton to the elbow to Schrader. Schrader attacks the basket with a left hand, lays it up and in, cuts the deficit back to 12 points, and Bellevue takes a full timeout with 2:44 remaining in the fourth quarter. We're going to step aside for 60 seconds. You're listening to High School Basketball on the South Gym, 106.3 FM in Iowa City.
If I were having a dinner party and told you to swing by around 7-ish, that would put you in a pickle. You'd be wondering, does the ish mean come earlier for hors d'oeuvres or come later and bring a side? See what I mean? Ish leaves too much up in the air. When you get a free vehicle appraisal at CarMax, they won't give you an offer-ish for your car. An offer-ish means nothing. That's why CarMax gives you an actual written offer, so you'll know exactly what you're getting, which tonight happens to be lasagna. CarMax. Drive what's possible.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
2:44 remaining in the fourth quarter. The lead is 12 for Regina, and they have the basketball out of timeout.
I'm surprised. Literally, Bellevue letting them walk the ball up the floor here. I don't know if that's a 2-3 zone. Nope, it's man. They followed him.
Crompton top the key, now hands off to Wallace, and she traveled as she picked up her dribble at the top of the key, dribbling to her left. So that's a turnover.
Boy, out of a timeout, you're not happy if you're Coach Wallace there.
So Wallace will take a seat, and Grayson Dumont back into the game for the Regals. 2:30 remaining in the fourth quarter. Reig to Michaels at the top of the key. 2-3 zone here from Regina. Miller on the right wing now, top of the key for Schrader.
They're really sagging down on Kelchin, trying to not let Kelchin touch the basketball.
Michaels into the corner for Reig, top of the key for Miller. They're letting Miller shoot. She chooses not to. She swings it left wing for Reig. Reig across the lane to Schrader in the short corner. Schrader, skip pass to Michaels on the left wing. Shot fake, gets inside the lane, lays it up with the right hand and in. And the deficit is back to 10. 2 minutes left to go in the game. Guardy on the left wing. Dribbles top of the key, gets a screen from Crompton, swings it back left to Crompton, top of the key for Guardy. Guardy will hand off to Mary Crompton, who picks up her dribble and travels again. This wasn't Crompton the last time. It was Wallace, but two travels in a row.
Two turnovers back-to-back for Regina. And, again, this is that fine line. I mean, I think they're just trying to run offense. But, again, both have been on the perimeter. And, again, both travels, I think, have been good calls on the part of the officials. So, again, another big possession for Bellevue.
Reig on the right wing being guarded by Mary Crompton. Tries to drive baseline. Swings it back left for Miller, left wing for Michaels. She triggers up a three. It's a little bit long. Rebound taken down by Alex Weiss. 1:21 remaining in the fourth quarter. Regina has the basketball and now a foul.
There's the sixth team foul.
That's the sixth team foul against Bellevue.
Okay, now
if you're Michaels.
Yeah, and if you're Regina, you've got to know who you want to get the basketball here and who you want to get to the free throw line here. You want to try to get in Mary Crompton's hands and have her, you know, get to the free throw line.
Guardy takes a seat. Kennedy Wallace back in the game, and you wonder if Bellevue is going to try to deny entry to Mary Crompton.
Well, someone's got to get open if you're Regina.
Dumont gets her pocket pick. Back the other way comes Michaels. Michaels into the front court, lays it up with a left hand off the mark, rebounded by Sarah Lehman, and she gets fouled.
That's huge, because there, if you're Bellevue, you got everything you wanted there. I mean, a long inbounds cross-court pass, and Dumont, it deflects off her. So that's the fourth Regina turnover here. Most of them here, well, three of them just in the last three possessions. Two travels and then a pass that they don't catch. But again, Bellevue just can't make the basket, and now they foul Lehman, and she'll shoot one and one.
And the first free throw is off the mark. Rebound taken down by Schrader. 1:05 remaining in the front court. Reig with a long two, and she knocks it down from 18 feet. And the deficit is 8, 65-57. The Regina lead with 1 minute left to go in the fourth quarter. And Bellevue takes a 30-second timeout. We're going to keep it right here.
Well, again, now, Regina, you got to talk a couple things here. One, inbounds. And, again, in an ideal world, you get it in Mary Crompton's hands. So you got to decide you want to run four across the free throw line or two up front, two in the back to give a little more space. What do you do? Again, if you're Bellevue, I don't know, a minute left, down eight. I don't know if you have to foul immediately if you don't get the steal or maybe try to get the steal. But obviously, if Regina gets to half court, you have to go for it. Again, Regina Sarah Lehman, a good free throw shooter, got fouled the last time but missed the front end of the one and one. Both teams have seven fouls. So, again, next two fouls either way are still only going to be one-on-ones. Now, do you dare run someone long here?
Lehman will inbound the ball, and Crompton gets it in the corner, and she
now,
will
if you're married,
out.
I don't think
she's going to get fouled.
You know, again, she ended up kind of reverse and dribbled back to the middle of the floor and got fouled, and didn't take long, maybe only 4 seconds, but again, that gets Mary Crompton to the free throw line. Now, again, still 1-1. Bellevue moving Kelchin in and out. That time, obviously, a defensive possession. They had Kelchin off the floor, so they had four people that could foul.
86% free throw shooter. She steps to the line. The front end is good. 66-57.
If you're Regina now, you want to play defense but not foul. So, again, try to be ready to move your feet, force outside jump shots.
She makes them both. 67-57, 56 seconds remaining. Michaels into the front court. Gets her pocket pick, gathers it, and swings it to Miller on the left wing. Back to Michaels, and her pass stolen away by Guardy, and she gets fouled in the front court, this time on Gianna Michaels. And Lauren Guardy is going to step to the line with 45 seconds remaining in the fourth quarter.
And now Regina taking players off the foul line.
Regina can smell it now. Guardy misses the front end of the one-and-one. Schrader gets the rebound. into the front court. It's Michaels. Michaels to the top of the key to Schrader. Schrader, left wing now for Miller into the corner for Reig. Skip pass stolen away by Mary Crompton with 31 seconds remaining in the fourth quarter. And Bellevue doesn't look like they're going to foul. 25 seconds remaining. Dumont top of the key. Left wing for Crompton. Lehman. Lehman's just going to back off, and now a foul is going to be called on Schrader with 15.6 seconds and remaining in the fourth quarter.
Well, again, a really good ball game here tonight. Again, Regina weathered a couple storms, again, as they've done all season. A couple games have been close. Again, Bellevue hung right with them for much of the ball game. But now Regina stretching that lead out, now out to 11, and Sarah Lehman will shoot the second free throw here after making the first.
She makes them both. 69-57, 14 seconds remaining. Michaels into the front court. Right wing, it's Reig. Reig gets inside the lane and gives a whistle as the Regina fans are standing in front of us. So
jump ball here, Bellevue. Bellevue will keep it here. 6.7 seconds left.
The Regina faithful can smell it now. 6.7 seconds remaining in the fourth quarter. Pass it. Top of the key for Michaels. She fires up a three. It's off the front of the iron. Tipped around. 1 second left. Lehman gathers the ball. And Regina is going back to Des Moines. The Regina Regals move to 25-0 on the season. And they're going to the state tournament. The final score. We're going to step aside for 60 seconds and we're going to be back with our post-game report. You're listening to High School Basketball on the South Gym, 106.3 FM in Iowa City.
Two powerhouses in girls basketball meet with a trip to state on the line this Tuesday on the South Gym. Join Alex Kuhn and Eric Peterson this Tuesday night at 6:50 for a Class 5A regional final as number 4 Iowa City High hosts number 9 Ankeny Centennial. The Little Hawks will try to make it back to state against the Jaguar team from the always tough CIML. That's girls Class 5A regional final basketball presented by First Federal Credit Union. Number 4 Iowa City High versus number 9 Ankeny Centennial. Tuesday night at 6:50 on 106.3 FM, the South Gym, KGYM.
Wouldn't it be cool if your car could give you money? It can at First Federal Credit Union with cash back for auto loans. Refinance your auto loan at First Federal Credit Union. They'll pay you up to $500 cash. And rates are as low as 1.99% APR, so you can lower your monthly payment and get cash back. Take advantage of First Federal Credit Union's cash back for auto loans now. Start at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
The Regina Regals 2017 are headed back to the state tournament with a 69-57 victory over a very game Bellevue Comets team who fall to finish the season with a 17-7 record. Alex Kuhn alongside Eric Peterson. And Eric, this Bellevue team offensively came to play here this evening. Regina just a little bit too much, led by Mary Crompton with 24 points.
Well, the way the game unfolded, again, one of the keys was, again, Emma Kelchin for Bellevue battled foul trouble throughout the entire game. And then the first time they played, again, she had, I think, 26 points, 16 rebounds. And, again, her minutes were limited a number of times during the ball game and just her ability to be aggressive. So, I mean, don't get me wrong, Regina played really, really well. But at the same time, Bellevue was really hampered by their leading scorer having to spend a fair amount of time on the bench.
And you talk about momentum swings, and in a close game like this, they're everything. You look at the end of the second quarter going into the half. Regina went on a 7-0 run in the span of about 30 seconds to extend the lead to 10. They took an 8-point lead into the half. And then at the end of the third quarter, it was about a 5-point swing capped off by Sarah Lehman hitting a 3-pointer from half court at the buzzer to head into the fourth quarter.
Well, that was such a big play because, again, Bellevue had possession and a chance to cut the Regina lead down before the quarter. And, again, I guess I mentioned I didn't get the third quarter score there. I'm usually pretty good about that, but that was after Lehman hit the bucket and we kept it here. But, you know, that's potentially a five-point swing. And again, that had to be a little demoralizing to Bellevue. You know, you battle. And then all of a sudden, again, you don't quite get what you want. And then, to be honest, a half-court prayer. But, again, I give Sarah Lehman a ton of credit because, you know, to know how much time was left on the clock, that's one where more often than not you see them do an extra dribble or two and then have the clock run out. So to her to be aware of after the steal or turnover, the amount of time was left in the clock, whether she was able to glance up or she just had that sense or presence and to get the shot off, because I don't think maybe but 5% of the players would have even got a shot off in that situation.
So one Iowa City area team has punched their ticket to Des Moines to join in. That's next weekend. I believe March 1st, the state tournament, the girls' state tournament gets underway in Des Moines. So Regina is there tomorrow night.
Yep.
We have two area teams trying to do the very same thing. We'll have the game at City High. Iowa City High will take on Ankeny Centennial, and that's going to be a dandy of a ball game.
Well, it will. And again, you know, City High, a tough draw. If you look at the rankings, you know, here City High, you could. It's odd they're sitting there at fourth in the rankings, but only one loss. You know, you can certainly debate because they split with West, so West is above them with three losses. But drawing the number nine ranked team in the state, so hypothetically the toughest draw of all the regional finals. And again, but you're on your home floor. But again, last year City High had Southeast Polk on their home floor and again did not get the job done there. So hopefully that was a learning experience for City High.
Speaking of Southeast Polk on their home floor, I believe Iowa City West has Southeast Polk on their home floor tomorrow night trying to get to Des Moines as well.
Well, they do. And again, I think, you know, our thoughts and again our hopes are for, you know, three Iowa City schools to get to the state tournament. Again, West High, you know, not a bad draw. I actually took a look in Southeast Polk. I think it's maybe more down around 13 or 14 somewhere from that standpoint. And again, the advantage of getting done on your home floor. Now, to be honest, from what I understood, there weren't great crowds at Saturday's 5A games. You know, again, we were at West High, and again, the parent section had a pretty good show of support, but not a lot of students. I heard similar at City High. So, again, hopefully, the students will turn out tomorrow. It's a weeknight game, a school night. So hopefully, again, they'll get big crowds at both games and again, support women's basketball.
Iowa City Regina stamps their ticket to Des Moines. They have qualified for the state tournament with a 69-57 victory over Bellevue in the Class 2A regional final. We'll be back at City High tomorrow night. And Eric Peterson has one more note
well,
to pass
just,
off. Before
just
we
real,
sign off.
Real quick points for Regina. I had Crompton with 24, Lehman with 17, Weiss with 21, Alexa Lehman 4, Kennedy Wallace 3. So kind of the big three, Crompton, Lehman, and Weiss, obviously all are 24, 21, 17. But again, you know, the other players still played well. For Bellevue, I had Michaels, the leading scorer with 19, Gianna Michaels. She played an exceptional game. Kelchin held to 12 points. Again, I think that was a key. Lindsay Banowitz, 6. Kaylee Miller, 4. Cameron Rieg, 5. Rebecca Schroeder had 9 and Till, 2. And one of the things that surprised me, or not surprised, but if you look at both squads, Sarah Lehman really the only senior getting a lot of minutes for Regina. And when I look at the folks that scored for Bellevue, only one senior, Mackenzie Till, had 2 points. All the rest underclassmen. Gianna Michaels, a 10th grader. Kaylee Miller, a 10th grader. Emma Kelchin, an 11th grader. So, boy, these are two teams that are really going to be set up well to have another exceptional year next year as well as this year.
Stay tuned to KGYMRadio.com. We're going to be keeping you updated with our schedule as we move along, and it's going to change daily as we're into the stage of the season where it's win or go home. So we'll figure out beyond Tuesday what the games we'll have on Thursday, Friday, potentially Saturday. But tomorrow night, are going to be at City High as the Little Hawks look to move to the state tournament in Class 5A as they take on Ankeny Centennial. Until then, for David Schulte, for Eric Peterson, this is Alex Kuhn signing off. 69-57, the victory for Regina as they move on to the state tournament. This has been a presentation of KGYM Sports.
Willa, Terry, Tim, and Kate Dickens at Hertine and Stocker Jewelers support high school sports, and they know it's a family effort. From driving students to practice and making it to all the games to serving up snacks in the concession stand, your favorite family team players would love a show of appreciation with a gift from Hertine and Stocker Jewelers. From watches to mother's rings and even Iowa Hawkeye jewelry, they've got spirit? Yes, they do. At Hertine and Stocker, corner of Dubuque and Washington Streets in downtown Iowa City.
Was the character issues, did the character issues in your, from your standpoint, flow not just with the media, but with the locker room as well? Was he as big of a distraction or a detriment to the locker room?